Sounds now. Capital 263.
What time is it? Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And we're in the month of love. We just came off the Valentine's Day just now, Brian.
It's funny how you have to bring that up when you were single during the day. But anyway, the news is boiling hot today.
Yeah, just to do a quick recap and an update, Tiara posted the Instagram story saying that puss in their cut.
I'm not going to validate that picture yet.
Why not?
Because I never really saw it on her Instagram page. I only saw the WhatsApp screenshot.
Legit. It's legit.
It's legit. You saw
legit.
It.
Yeah, oh, dude. It's my social architect.
Nah, just you. Tiara, I don't know where you are right now, but please come back to reality. You know what? Never mind.
Tiara, I ain't mad at you. Keep on doing your thing, and I'm still waiting for that Dololo track. Tags, what's up? Anyway, moving on to the following bullet, and it's R. Peels, the young man at a rant the other day.
Which one?
The one where he was, let me just try and do like a quick read off it.
Why do you not have these things ready when you know that you're about to read off it? You have to look through your flipping phones and then, yo, let me look through it, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, hold on.
Wait for you to
right.
Look for it.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is R. Peels Monofaru. Zimmy Bob. This is not gospel music. I demanded radio play because I had an amazing album. I was never gonna earn radio play anytime earlier. So any other recognition I got? Ichojo chisoft nigga, achekufunga kuti. We all gotta be nice and modest. It's what makes the game weak. If I work hard, spend sleepless nights doing this hip hop, don't come at me with this humbling advice. It's hard being hip hop. This is a strong people culture, you weak ass.
Is this where we put the bleep?
Yeah, this is where you put the bleep. You weak ass Zim hip hop. Man up, stop being bitch ass girls and be on other people's platinums. Thanks. Anyway, sorry, I just had to put some theatrics. He didn't say the B word, but yeah, he just said stop being girls. And then that's the status update I saw you co-sign.
I co-signed that.
The chauvinistic.
I co-signed that totally.
I don't know which part that people are
the
being
part
girls.
That his album was dope. It deserves airplay. And the other part whereby I don't think rappers should be like talking all gangsta on your music and then be all magadi. Dine song yangu inonzi dandiru kumbira dine song yangu yekunzi kill all these motherfucking bitches.
No.
That's not being real.
Play
if you're
politics.
Gonna be real on the music, be real as the person.
You need to play the politics.
I co-signed that shit. It was the other one when he was talking about, I hate you guys that invite me into your studios. And then you're
so
like, hey, you little kid, this young kid, blah, 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 chi-chi-chi. That's the one when I was like, this is rich coming from a kid. I know, God, I'm young this, I'm young that.
But in,
that
in
one I didn't co-sign.
An example of someone who doesn't really play the politics is Kiki Badass.
Oh, speaking of Kiki Badass, she had more than a mouthful to say to people like Mark Senator about them playing diss tracks for her, but not playing her music, of which I kind of understand her standpoint. It doesn't make sense for you to like share somebody's diss track, but you never really play that person's music. What
maybe
is that?
Maybe the music isn't really hitting home for them, or maybe it doesn't fit the type of show that
it's
DJ
a hip hop show.
On.
She's like the best female. How are you not playing
so
your music?
So she's probably being blackboard. Because I saw Prometheus. He put out some queens of hip hop, and Kiki isn't on that.
It was just titled Queens of Hip Hop.
Really?
I think from the explanation that I got. Nah. But anyway, I got I also got the same notion. But Kiki said
blackballing.
But anyway, that's why I'm saying she has every right to complain about that. How can you not play Munu's music, but you play my diss tracks, Munu. Pane muna zondi na kizanzanze, yesh nondi tsangwera, because zhne miri nenge gonye. In fact, you know what? She sent us an exclusive.
Yeah.
I think we're going to put it right here.
Right here. All right. Queen of the South.
If fucking bitches except for Team Rufy and PD the Ghost and Danny and Kuda. Only. All them other hoes and bitches. I can't even make a last, but I understand. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Because, like, what have I done to you? The other girl, we are not sure who radios. Who radios, Zimbabwe, I'm sure. I mean, go over. The ones who called me and Tiara to that. I mean, come on, guys. Those people care. Have you ever heard them play my music? I swear I can go to look instigate Tiara because they wanted to see shit happen, but too bad shit backfired because I kept my composure. And then DJ Monk Zinator. I heard that he was playing the track, which is not a problem, and laughing and saying, throwing shade at me. Bitch, like, I don't give a fuck about you. You're a grown ass nigga. Go fucking nurse your babies or some shit.
Please.
How are you gonna be with following up what Kiki's doing? Then as a Tuka. Those are no bonorities. I've never heard them play my music, which I don't give a fuck about anyways.
We don't give a fuck.
Don't play my music, that's fine. But then don't put my name in your mouth. We have a problem. I don't even give a fuck about it. Because all of them, they're not even better. There's nothing that they do in their lives, in their fucking pathetic, simple lives, that is better than mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even threatened. They should be fucking scared, though, because it would hurt. If I was them, I would be fucking scared, and I would hate me, too, because I just came in the industry 1 year, fuck shit up. Even when I'm in the screen, guy, I told my radio DJs, I'm to talk about radio, but only a few people know them, so... Without the airplay, I'm still shit. I'm still getting money. I'm still hot. I still fuck with the badass people, and they still fuck with me. Even when I'm basketball, I'm a dollar on deep. So, fuck your airplay and fuck you.
And anyway, that was the Queen of the South. And just to close off on this one, to just agree with our appeals that yes, persistence is key, and procrastination kills. There's a lot of prostitution kills. Prostitution does kill as
I
well.
I thought you were going to say prostate cancer kills.
No, I almost rolled out prostitution there. And yeah. I just didn't like the whole chauvinism bit at the psychology, you know, stop being girls. Even our key was so that, you know, that's a bit chauvinistic. But anyway, no hip hop being.
Nah, guys, you need to, like, man up. That's basically what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, and moving along, Cindy dropped a new visual called Clap For My Baby.
Cindy Munyavi.
It was quite dope. And why I mentioned this today is because it was choreographed by a friend of the room, Tendai Guja.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The dance, you know me, I don't really dance too much. So the dance,
you don't dance at all, dance nigga. Are, you dance like dance an moves, epileptic. I've got the videos to prove it.
The dance moves were smooth, my guy. I was like, yo, this is because I don't know when that popped up. I started thinking of Jonko. I'm like, this is different from Jonko. Jonko be going extra with these dances. So at least there's some.
Are you saying Jonko goes too extra? Which
he
is
goes too extra to
so
make
Jonko,
an ordinary person can't really be bopping.
So Jonko is not your taste when it comes to choreographers.
They all my taste.
Shout out to Tendai Guja and Cindy Munyawi, man. Shout out to them.
And the thing I love about that video is she actually has chemistry with the lead guy in that video, so it's not like Achilles. I actually asked her, and she was like, yo, it was actually hard to get into character for all that, because I was like, it must have been very difficult for you to push the off button with the cat on the when Andy Cutter said cut.
Because that Achilles video ish. No, just the Achilles part. I like the video itself, but anyway, all right,
just a quick segue to one of the other notable video directors in Zim. Preso recently went on Facebook just to rant about how Fusa Blacks should be quiet and just be off social media, and just finds them all sorts of annoying. So question I just want to pose is,
Preso,
should Fusa Blacks be muzzled? Because you know how Fusa Blacks, people be saying,
I know how Fusa Blacks is.
The and comments.
I have my reservations sometimes about the way he mouths off. I don't think it's good for his business. But at the same time, as I think he should be allowed to speak his mind. If he's okay with
with the if he's okay with the costs that come with talking too much, I think let him go. But then for business, it's always bad.
Oh yeah, man. What's up, Blanks? Just do your thing. But looking forward to the new visuals. And it's been a sad month. We lost a lot of people. Like, notably, we lost DJ Leon last week, and some funeral arrangements. For those who know DJ Leon, he was a DJ who played in Zim for around most of the top clubs, and he was notably playing at News Cafe North Riding in South Africa. So he had an illness of an irritable bowel syndrome. So our prayers and thoughts go to the family of DJ Leon. And funeral will be at the burial will be at West Park Cemetery in Johannesburg today on the 16th of February 2018, time 10:30 a.m. And after tears will be at the News Cafe North Riding. So those who are friends and family and even fans, you can pull up and support the family. Yeah,
we can't speak of deaths and not mention the recent loss that Zimbabwe suffered. I know it's nothing to do with hip hop, it's mostly to do with politics, but we lost Morgan Tsvangirai on Valentine's Day. May his dear soul rest in peace, man. That day is a true son of the soil, and I'm hoping he's going to be a hero buried in the hero's acre.
Even if he doesn't become a hero, he's man, a hero I would to just us, always man. Respect him. Maybe true. Let's just give them a moment of silence. And all right.
And now we go over to Gimme Five.
Gimme Five. Who we got?
And today on Gimme Five, we got Stretch Beats from Mutare Chikanga Chikomo.
That better be fire. That better be fire.
I hope so too, man.
All right, man. Keep it locked.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah, what's up, fam? The name is Stretch Beats, straight out of Mutare in Chikanga Phase 2. I started rapping in 2014 when I was in Form 3. Hip-hop music slash rap is where my hood is made of. So many underground artists like the likes of 4Beat Family. Right now, Mutare is trying to build the mainstream bars to be out here. Locally, I really feel a few guys, but shout out to School Kid and KD Hotel. The track you're about to feel is called Too Lit and it features Technique. Shout out to Keep It Real Fridays for the platform. I'm out.
I'm too lit with Jesus. Stretch Beats.
I'm too lit with Jesus, I'm something like a cool kid. I'm through with fooling my life and the movie. I'm moving, I'm doing big, here as you shoot. I shouldn't be beefing, but rather they are doing it. What now? Jesus loves us all and it's there in the scriptures. Mixtures of raptors, everywhere like sewer bus. Follow us, bro, we look us, got focus. Jesus word, too lit. Christ fam word, too lit. All about the light word, too lit. And you know, and you know. Something like abortion. What? Boss, I am down, nigga. I'm my own man.
Too lit. You gotta stay. Too lit. Let them know that I'm too lit. All about him every day. Yeah. Every minute, yeah. Every hour, yeah. Every second. Yeah. Too lit. Repping Jesus' word. Too lit. Christ fan word. Too lit. All about the light word. Too lit. And you know, and you know.
School kid. Trash king.
beats.
And that was Stretch Beats all the way from Mutare, Chikanga Chikomo. And that was him with the track Too Lit with Christ. So it's a gospel track. And that was featuring one of my favorite, if not the favorite rapper in Zimbabwe, Technique, although he's also the most disappointing. And I love the track. I love the beat. However, I've got some reservations when it comes to your enunciation, Mr. Stretch. You know, those, you know, when you talk like this, you know, when the English just sounds a bit too forced, you know? You know, you're out there rapping like ambivalence, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that thing doesn't sit very well with me, you know what I'm saying? I love, you know what, the message, though, of the song, really brings back a lot of points that I had, like, initially subtracted from it. And also the hook with Technique on it, Too Lit, you know, it balanced out the track somewhat in a positive manner. So I'm going to give this track a rating off. Drum roll, please. 3.8 out of 10. That's it for Give Me Five on Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yo, what up, Zimbabwe? It's your boy El Mariachi, a.k.a. Muzukuru, and you're kicking it live on Keep It Real Fridays with Brian Willis and my man Celatine. Peace.
This is Enlisted International.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. Don't interrupt.
Sorry. I'm too
excited for what, man? I'm single on Valentine's.
I'm happily single, but I'm excited
not
about
happily.
This,
that's not what you posted online.
This wonderful
online.
Guest that we have. Why are you trying to steal the man's golden moment?
Because
man?
You stole mine.
Okay, finish off your
and Chad.
We've got a notorious friend to the room, Muzukuru.
Yo, what it do? First and foremost, notorious in what sense, though? Like,
my way. Wrong question.
In what sense?
Wrong question. In every bad sense of the word.
Notorious in that you've always given us some great content, like even when you came through with the rest of the team last time.
Yeah.
Even the whole process to get that interview going, the lights went out.
We started recording on an iPhone.
And then some makeshift portable mics. My goodness.
Zessa came back.
And yeah. This time around?
This time around, I think everything's Gucci, no grace.
You've been dying to say that clearly.
He actually hasn't said his name yet, though.
He hasn't?
He has not. Have you said your name?
I did, but Gucci. Anyway, I did.
Did you say his name?
I said his moniker.
But
anyway, Mariachi's in the building, aka. Yeah.
Zukuru.
A.K.A. Zukuru.
A.K.A. Grandma's favorite.
Look, I'm going to A.K.A. A.K.A. Tira Tizay Maria Cho. Sorry.
From the jump to spoil your moment.
I see Big Bond is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Who the hell is that? That guy died a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But it's kind of weird, though, having one third of MMT.
Look, before MMT, I was, you know, a single individual. I was a solo.
Man. That was before Keep It Real Fridays. Keep It Real Fridays only knows MMT.
Well, you know, today you have the pleasure and the opportunity that you get to find out who Mariachi Mzuku is.
I think that should be an interesting conversation because I got a lot of questions regarding that.
All right. So,
but I think we need to warm him up first.
I first got acquainted with Yachi around 2012, 2013, like mostly. When did you start?
Yo. I think we're looking back as far as I think probably around 2005. Actively. But
yeah.
But before that, probably goes back to like probably 2000.
I think around 2010. You used to work with my man's Titch.
44 King.
Yeah. Dope beat maker. Dope beat maker.
I actually know him through an ex.
Okay.
Through an ex.
Yes. Brian Willis's ex. Okay.
Yeah. She was friends with his brother in Greendale near Kamfensa.
Okay,
is that where your family home is?
In Mandara, but it's pretty
Mandara,
much close.
Yes, yeah, yeah, like Mandara, that area. Yeah. So, and yeah, I was hearing stories about your brother, but you know, I don't want to jump into that. I think about the relationship you have with your brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't.
But you brought it up though.
It's too dirty.
No, I'm curious.
It's too dirty.
Just give us. Just.
I have no idea.
Apparently, you two don't get along.
With my brother.
Yeah, the one that one. That's what she was Who's telling me. I don't know how far true it is. But I never really dug deep enough to find out whether it was true or false.
Is everything Gucci with your family?
Maybe my family will keep it 100.
So basically she lied to me, which explains to you now. Now we all understand why she's an ex.
So is this why you hated me so much? Like I hated you.
Maybe she wants to actually try to hit on her.
Probably.
No,
you know,
not even. Not even. It wasn't even. But anyway, it could. No, not even. It wasn't even anything regarding to that. But now we understand why she's an ex. So let's move on.
Swiftly.
But Yachi, who are your musical influences? Who helped you mold your style?
Locally, internationally?
Internationally. Good stuff. I know you probably had international ones first before the local.
I know
ones.
Where this is going. And if Yachi is smart, he'll know where it's going to.
Is it? No. But anyway, let the man speak.
I'm sorry.
I told you we're having a conversation.
We are. It is a conversation.
We took booby traps along the way.
No, it's just that I've worked along this guy for a long time.
I just want to decode the mystery.
I know when he's setting somebody up. I know the setup, and you're gonna figure it out
let him speak.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Can you let him speak?
Yeah, okay. Speak, but yeah, Chisha, look, bro, tutorial. Now I'm gonna seem like a bully.
Are we cool now?
Sorry, Yachi, I didn't mean to bully you.
When I started off, I was pretty much a bad boy.
All right.
Sort of fan, and I liked a lot of Biggie. I liked a lot of Puffy.
Yep.
A lot of Mace. That was like the core of where it all started from. And then I diverted. So I listened to a lot of Rhythm Myth.
Okay.
From Rhythm Myth,
multi-syllabic rhyme schemes and stuff. Yeah, man, those guys were deep.
Pretty talented. Even to this day, still.
Yeah,
deep.
Still. Mm.
And then I moved to Knott's.
Okay. Yes.
And that's I spent a long time there. Mm. And while I was listening to Knott's, I started.
Favorite album? Favorite Knott's album?
Stillmatic.
Okay. Not Illmatic?
No, Stillmatic.
They both cool, but still.
Yeah. Everyone says Illmatic is the one.
Even Stillmatic, Rewind.
No, because that's the reason why I was asking you that, because everybody's Illmatic is their go-to Knott's album.
But my go-to Nas album is Stillmatic. It's balanced. I think it's balanced. It's got the commercial aspect to it. It's got the
conscious.
Yeah, all in one.
Yeah,
who's where I like that either. One.
Okay, go on.
And then I started listening to a lot of Jay from there.
Now you took a wrong turn. But then I don't really like Jay that much as an artist.
Easily, arguably, two of the greatest artists, hip hop artists, they've ever done this.
True, especially in fact, not Nas, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is the most successful, but
artistry wise,
I think I would lean towards Nas.
Nasir.
But Jay is the complete package, though.
Yeah. And then I'm sure you've gotten criticism about sounding a bit like Jay.
I guess pretty much they feel like borrow a lot.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have you borrowed lines as well? Probably just the mannerisms, but have you borrowed a few lines from him as well? Because he's notorious for borrowing from Nas.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, finish.
In the hip hop culture, yeah. I think we grab little aspects that inspire us. So you find out that I've touched on a lot of different artists. basically.
Whole bottles too much. It's like a 7-minute song compilation of like all these borrowings.
Well, look.
But
how many more Biggie rhymes gonna come out your fat lips?
Look a little way. He does the same thing though, but they're all great artists. Mm. It's just inspiration.
No, you know what? There's a book that actually says stuff like steal like an artist.
Yeah.
There's nothing original under the sun. You just gotta be clever when you do it though.
Alright, all right.
Yeah. That's the thing.
So after getting all this inspiration, like, so at what point did you like feel like, okay, I need to do like an album, or I can now rap in?
I think I just started trying out at an early age, pretty much in high school. Mm. You know, I had a group. You know,
the homies?
Yeah, a group with the homies. And we came up with our own little clique. It was called True Ballers back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out Wizzle, what it do?
With the oversized jerseys and
pretty much so.
Sweatbands. Actually, and...
Yeah, our first show we had these big football jerseys on. I had like a... basketball jersey,
like a major player's.
It was a Charles Barkley jersey. I won't forget that.
Barkley.
He used to play for the Suns. I was wearing that one, and all my homies had these different, you know, jerseys on. It was really dope. Our first show was by Roosevelt, actually.
Okay,
yeah. Cool, my baby.
Yeah. So we set up a little clique, and that's where it pretty much started from. And as time went, I perfected my skill, as they all perfected, you know, their skills and so forth. We then disbanded because of you know, my sugar O level.
Yeah.
And one guy goes to wherever,
yeah,
you know, different schools and stuff.
Yeah, so, like a foira.
To put it lightly. Yeah. And from there, I became a solo artist, pretty much. Right. That's where it all started from, being a solo act. And I think a year into A level,
yeah,
I came across Alchemy, and that's where Purple Blazer kind of
quiet right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's alive and well though.
He's healthy.
Okay,
he's busy with other things. Right. Besides,
he's making money.
Pretty much so.
Okay,
yeah.
Shininu,
bless his soul.
Shininu.
He's
making money. Shininu,
bless his soul. Bless his money. Bless his family.
Don't you wanna? This guy, can you see? He's just,
no, if I'm making my money, don't ask me about my money or ask people about my money.
I'm not asking how much he's getting. I'm just saying he's busy. I'm sure that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Look at this guy with this. My goodness.
Anyway, Brian, at least he didn't threaten his money revenues. Yeah. Or something. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. That's probably because you didn't reveal those money revenues. So, but anyway, let's proceed.
So after the Purple Blazer, you went on to work on.
So. After the Purple Blazer, I worked in an album that never came out because I lost that music.
Ish. Ish.
Like, I lost, I think, a good 90% of that particular album.
Is that the album 44 King produced on, or something else?
He had one or two tracks on that. But the majority of the songs, I had him back them up, and my producer at the time got on the plane and flew to the UK.
Okay.
With everything, and I was left with two records only.
Whoa.
Yeah. from a possible 16 songs.
Ish.
So
sabotage.
So it never came out, and you can imagine how devastated I was. I was like, you know what, to hell with this music thing, and I chilled for a good year and a half, maybe two.
All right.
Yeah, and after that, I was like, you know what? Look, I really like the music. I love the music. Let me get back into the studio. So I got back into the studio, started messing around a little bit, and that's when MMT happened.
All right.
Yeah, and that leads us up to today, pretty much.
Were you guys homies before that, or you just magically just?
I'd worked together with Cut before.
Yeah.
During the Purple Blazer time, when I was with Alchemy, we worked in a record for the Cut Face. It was an album with MC Cut and Duck Face.
Yes.
And they called us up to cut a single.
Mm.
It was called Streets of H. Yeah, Streets of H Time.
Streets of H.
So me and Alchemy, we went. Well, somewhere in town here. There was a studio somewhere in town. Pretty dope studio, and H1 was the producer. We did this record, pretty dope. Got nominated for a couple of awards at the Zim Hip Hop Awards. It didn't win, unfortunately. Yeah, so I'd met Kurt through that working relationship.
Yeah.
I got to know Tate much, much later. But I can't say we were homies. I can't say we were friends. You know? Yeah. We were pretty much acquaintances within the industry itself. But once we started hanging out, we then became friends, then became brothers.
Right.
And the rest is history.
You guys like sold us dreams last time you came here. We're working on some fire. It's been damn near a year.
It's in the pipeline. Yeah,
it's in the pipeline.
No,
the pipeline.
They didn't.
And then you guys were now like just releasing like single projects, like solo projects on your own, so like little singles or features. Like, okay, at least they're still active.
They never said they're coming back together. I remember Tati the MC saying, "Gucci, you know what? I fell out of love with hip hop, pretty much."
Actually, that is true though. Yeah. We didn't say that we're coming back with you know, an album or particular project, but we said anything is possible. So,
but I was just being optimistic, you know. Oh, yeah. I'd rather not look forward to like they're not coming back.
What's a man without hope?
You see?
Huh?
I just have to keep that positive energy.
What's a man without hope?
He ain't shit. But anyway, we're gonna take a quick little break and we'll be right back with Mzukuru. I'm your social architect,
Brian Willis.
Keep it real Fridays with Celadine and Brian Willis.
Enough, see the Lambo parking up. Arguments keep scarring us. Like, would it ever be co-starring us? I mean, sitcom, we should sip down. But instead, we fight like we in Vietnam. The leather's so soft that we're sitting on. She run her hands through my dreads, her hands so soft. I put my hands on her legs and lips so gloss. Now, could it be the kiss that made the sweat drip off?
Well, there's something about the things you do that got me missing you too. That got me thinking you too. You come and chill with me too. Do you know how much I wanna kiss you and make this thing official? Cause you got me, cause you got me, cause you got me missing you.
The only major players I acknowledge, that was Major Players with Missing You.
Keep it real Fridays with Celadine and Brian Willis.
Yo, 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 what up? This is K Dagger. You're listening to Keep It Real Fridays with Celadine and Brian Lewis.
Brian Willis. Willis.
Yo, Brian, what up? What up, G? What up, G?
And we're back with Mariachi. So, fast forward to 2018, New Year's Day. You posted a picture the other day with Kiki, R-Pills, Resilience, GGZ. And then there was some other dude, I don't know his name. I thought probably, like, from that, like, little picture, I was like, I see some collabs coming out of this or some project of some sort. I don't know. What was going on that day? I think you were at ZFM.
Yeah, it just happened. I'd gone with Jeezy to ZFM. He had an interview with PD the Ghost and Lady K. And on our way out, we bumped into Kiki.
All right.
And
bumped.
It seemed like we...
Did you enjoy the bump?
Can you hear this guy? Please take him with you when you leave.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
How do you work like this?
My one thousand.
Like I was saying, we bumped into Kiki and Marcus Mafia on the way out. And someone had a great idea. Let's have a picture. Let's take a picture. Yeah. You know, so I was like,
it was a moment.
Cool. Yeah, like it's a moment. Let's frame it. And that's how that picture came about.
So I was like, oh shit, maybe you never know. I was already picturing like a track with you, Kiki, and the energetic R-Pills on there. Who was the other guy? Who was there?
There was Jeezy.
No, besides Jeezy, there's another guy on there.
I think there was Marcus Mafia.
Nah, it's not Marcus. I know Marcus.
Was the guy that forgetfish?
Wait.
No, but then you mentioned Jeezy, Kiki, Yachi.
There was
you mentioned Marcus.
Else
you
except one. Marcus Murphy is not in that picture.
He's not
that
in the
guy
picture.
Has like short hair or whatnot.
Okay, my
bad. See Fucci.
It's not Fucci. I don't know. It could be Fucci.
I've never met Fucci.
That's not Fucci.
I never saw the picture. So wherever you are, my guy, I'm not the one chucking shots.
Maybe I won't call no JPEG.
But anyway, moving on further, Yachi, you are now performing as a you're now no longer part of MMT or MMT kind of like disbanded, I'm guessing, because you're now releasing solo music.
It doesn't mean we disbanded. I'm just releasing music that look, most of this music, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sitting on it for quite some time actually.
Anananganake.
Yeah, like that song's been around for almost a year.
But just not released.
Yeah, it wasn't released.
So what made you release it now?
A couple of things actually. First and foremost, I wanted to put it out with the video. So we shot the video.
Mm.
So, I think around May.
Who
last
shot
year.
The vid?
Andy Carter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where's the vid?
It's not yet out.
May.
Yeah.
You shot it in May.
Last year.
Bruh.
2017.
What's taking so long?
It took a bit of time to actually do the whole post production. Cause
I seen him kids.
No, not even. Like he did the first edit.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it to me.
He didn't like it.
We fixed some things.
Okay.
And then again, he sent the second edit. We fixed a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the final version of it. And basically what I've been trying to do is, okay, this is the picture right here.
Really? You're just going to hand him over a picture?
Yeah.
We found the picture.
Yeah, we found the picture.
Who's that dude, man?
I have no idea.
Let's see the picture. Let me now I want to see the
I'll
picture.
Marcus Murphy. That ain't Marcus Murphy.
And then I'll tell you who the guy is.
My bad. That's definitely not Marcus.
Okay. The guy in the... I do not know who that guy is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. You were talking about the video for Nganake.
Yeah. So we had a couple of edits and then I finally got the video.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we were trying to the idea was to not just release it on YouTube, not just to put it out on the same platforms,
uh-huh.
but try get it onto different regional platforms, you know, because we spend money on it, we spend time,
mm.
you know, and that needs to be rewarded and at least seen by a multitude of people. A different market altogether. So that's what I've been pretty much working on and establishing relationships and new partnerships. So you check out now, I've got a distribution deal with this company called Vernu.
Vernu?
Yeah.
How'd you spell that?
V-I-R and then U.
Is it local?
Oh, okay.
Local?
From SA.
All right.
Yeah. Nice.
But the team...
they're local.
Some of the team is local.
How did you get this deal?
It was just through asking connections in the industry. I was looking for a good publishing deal, basically.
Okay.
So I kept knocking on doors, kept asking people, until I was referred to, you know, someone who I believed had the right deal for me. So that's what we've been working on for quite some time, just working on terms, conditions, and a strategy to actually roll up the material.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that's so dope. I like that because last week we had Dizzy Donia saying, you need a team. You can't do none of this alone. You can't be the artist and you can't be like getting gigs for yourself and stuff. I like that you've taken that standpoint whereby you're looking for a team that really knows how to work behind the scenes while you be the artist. You also mentioned about new relationships along the way. I've noticed the Yachi from the days of Hanana, you know, with the Charles Barkley jerseys, the purple blazers. You were mostly English based as a rapper. Like most of your bars were mostly English. Mm-hmm. That's when you were accused of sounding like
"It's your boy,
Jay-Z." and then you moved into, you now spit more in vernacular, Shona.
Yeah.
Have these new relationships influenced that, and how's the reception so far with the change in language as you rap?
Okay, introducing the vernac aspect, I think it pretty much kind of got life and energy during the MMT days.
Yeah.
During the period that we did the MMT LP. That's when it was
my favorite.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. But Funeral, still my favorite song, Funeral.
That's a deep record.
I love that.
That's
song.
A deep record. Love it. Mm. Yeah, so I pretty much started it then, or try to refine it then. And it's you can actually see the transition there. You know, okay, look at this guy. Yeah, he sounds a bit suspect here. But as time passed and I refined it a bit more and more, it's now pretty.
How could I forget this?
Hold up.
Please finish.
It sounds more natural. It doesn't sound forced. And pretty much my music is balanced in that sense, because as a pure English rapping artist,
yeah,
I could only touch a certain demographic, you know, and I couldn't reach out to.
This is Zimbabwe.
Yeah, you know, this is the motherland, and the idea is to touch as many people as possible, you know. So I figured that strategically, in terms of numbers, if I can mix the two, you know, I'm bound to get more people than just sounding or being in a single lane. So that's what the whole transition's been about, basically. But you know, like there are times where I feel like this song should specifically be in English, and this here is happening in Shona.
So when you like, if I encourage a little introspection here, if you look back, have you improved from the days of Wakaji wanye mimba? Have you like changed the way you pronounce things? Because me, I actually became a fan of your rap when you sounded like that. I actually prefer that sound.
Yeah, that's unchanged. That's me.
Yeah, cool. I think you need to keep that. I think it puts you apart from the rest of the Vanak rappers. That whole, yeah, people will think, but at the same time, for me, it's fucking entertaining, man. I love it.
Sounds great. Do your thing on that.
It's like one big joke to you. It's entertaining.
You can't pronounce V's in Shona, dude. It's funny.
V's and W's. V's and W's.
Wakaji wanye mimba.
The V's and the W's.
Nah, I think you need to maintain that. I'm loving the way they capture the audience. It's humorous and unique at the same time.
Yeah, so pretty much I've just worked on a balance.
But I meant to ask, like, who's the woman who inspired the Nganaki? Because I know it does just come out of nowhere.
Nganaki.
There was some sort of muse.
It's a dedication to, you know, the beautiful women of Zimbabwe.
So why isn't it called Ngalanake?
No, because look, at the end of the day, I want you to personalize it to your wife. I want you to personalize it to your future girlfriend.
She's in the pipeline. I'll take it.
By the way, I saw your picture on that thingy. Yeah, was it
the
Facebook?
When you were sitting all lonely. Everybody saw that picture, man.
You know, the DMs have been lit.
Yeah. I was like, hands into good to me, Roman nudes.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Because of that picture. That. Brian, you said that. Oh, yeah. So, whoever you are and you sent out nudes, he's been showing nudes off to us. And I told him, no, I don't want to see them.
So, Brian, you've been seeing nudes? I thought.
You said you got nudes and you asked me if I wanted to see them. I said no.
If I did.
But the suit was on point, though. The suit was on point.
I trained him well.
I've never seen this guy in a suit the day of my life.
Don't you know?
Is it going to be like an album, or is it just going to be like an EP to kind of test the waters on that?
I'm pretty much working on an album right now.
Right.
I've set my mind and my sights on an album. You asked a question early on about, you know, the Vanek and the English.
Yeah.
So I found a way to balance it out, and I got the right title for the album. The album is called Mariachi Na Muzukuru.
Okay.
So the mariachi aspect is pretty much like the English of it, and then Muzukuru is, you know, the introduction to, you know, the Shona bit of it, so we like mix it up.
I know my English is not really the best, but it's mariachi English.
No, but look, it's associated with.
It's okay. It's the non-Vanac.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. All right. I just had to ask because number funga to.
Right.
See, this guy has been just wanting to poke.
I see
holes
that.
Into your concept that. And stuff. Right now, your item's not out, but he's trying to poke holes into it. But
it makes it more interesting.
Holes into what, dude?
hey, this music art entertainment, is it your label or that's another one of your partners?
Music Art Shop.
Yeah.
It's actually called Music Art Shop.
Yeah,
so Music Art Shop is my baby.
All right.
Yeah, that's my baby. If I should break it down, music is the aspect that deals with the music,
yeah, you know,
the artist. And the art aspect of it is that it's a visual company. So we do a lot of graphics for artists. We do a lot of branding for artists. So it's primarily like a branding company.
Yeah.
Yeah, for artists, basically. Because our branding is pretty weak. It is pretty weak.
As artists, go.
Yeah, as artists.
True.
It is terrible.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, so my idea is, look, let's try... give life to the artist. So that's why I put that together.
But besides the branding aspect, are you like developing young artists like craft wise, helping them like how to like put together some bars or a song or a concept, or just
I try to deal with artists in a sense almost like in a business sense.
Okay.
Not the art side of it. No, because I feel like every artist, like, look, I'm unique to my sound, to what I do. But the business side, you know, it's still the same thing. And I don't want to see artists making the same mistakes that I made over a decade. I'd rather you experience that over 1 year as opposed to spending 10 years to then find out and learn from certain mistakes that I commit myself.
Oh.
You know, so I try and help in that regard. But young artists of today are difficult.
How so?
They believe they know it all. First and foremost, they believe they know it all, you know, and the fact that they are current right now, it makes you seem like an old god. So whatever you have to say and your perspective, it's dated, it's old. It doesn't apply to the now.
See, now that you've clarified this, this kind of makes it... I now understand why you guys did some of the antics you did. Must have been MC Cut, and we've been seeing some other shenanigans going on recently. And then him and his girl. So it kind of makes sense that, okay, you were probably on the... business side and Cut was, you know, manufacturing all these scenarios, even when you guys were throwing chairs at each other with a certain other super hip hop group, but you know, we won't talk about them today.
Yo, that was fun, man.
Yeah. But just to fast forward to come back again to 2018, did you ever like call up your bro like, yo, Cut,
what's going on
with Tiara and the video and all this?
Now there's a picture circulating where she's saying pussy in their cut. I'm like, guys, what is that?
Yeah.
I'm not making this stuff up, guys. No, like, seriously.
You saw it?
I don't know how legit it is, though, because I got it on WhatsApp and it looked like a screenshot from her Instagram. I never went to her
Instagram.
So I'm not sure if it's legit, but.
It's probably legit.
Nah, man, but it's ridiculous, man. Like, it's ridiculous.
But you know what? I'm just happy for one thing. Dark guys are winning, you know? Probably. So if a dark guy like Cut is winning, then I probably got a chance somewhere out there.
Is he dating Tiara?
The darkies are winning, eh?
Yeah, I'll be winning, man. It's been over for these beige guys. I hope they don't come to.
Listen,
but
to
yeah,
this
we're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
Were they dating Tiara and Cut?
I would want to assume so. Like, it was never in the open, though. Like, it was never in the open like that.
You know
that,
what?
So.
What
just smashing on the loop.
What they do with their private life, to be honest, that's them.
Well, but, it's not all business. They're
but these shenanigans, however, is where I'm a bit concerned, though, with the whole Tiara saying that Cut leaked nudes. I hit Cut up and I spoke to him and I was like, Cut, Cole, what's going on? Then he's like, no, it's just Tiara having a moment.
But I did see something on social media.
And she apologized.
Which was saying that it wasn't Cut, you know, like Cut never did that. So she was probably fed, you know, wrong information from whoever. Or she probably figured this could be a good gimmick, you know. Let me try hype my music or my career or whatever it is. I have no idea really. Like, I can't speak on the subject matter because I don't even know where it emulated from.
We just thought could maybe as MC Cut's brother, you know, you could have had, or you can have a chat with him.
I actually didn't want to call him up, but I figured that right now there's probably like 1,000 people calling him up over the same story.
Right.
And when 1,000 people call you, it gets to a point where it's just annoying and irritating.
Yeah, I get it.
So I figured, you know what?
Let me back off.
I just let him breathe for a while. And then afterwards, I'm like, yo, Cut. So what happened?
But you know what? You guys are making it sound like it's a crisis or something. It's well calculated. Everything they're doing is all well calculated, I think. So,
well, look, if it's a gimmick, if it's a strategy, then, you know.
Definitely.
Do you encourage such behavior, though?
Well, I'm more of a peaceful, chill brother. So you wouldn't find me.
Do you encourage such behavior?
If it works for them,
I think they should just live their best life.
If it works for them, then you know, pom-pom, you know, clap hands for them. If it doesn't, though,
also say some outrageous things about other people, so people should discourage you. You're living your best life. Do you, my guy? Right? You see. But if it's other people, no, we should discourage them and whatnot. Let everybody.
I never said we should discourage. I said
you said it's stupid.
I think it's stupid. It is dumb.
I
lost a great lot of respect for Tiara after that shenanigan.
Hey,
I did. I had so much respect for her. I love the way.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. She might have lost you as a fan,
and obviously
right?
She gained other people.
Exactly,
I'm well aware of that. I'm not saying because my respect for her makes or breaks her career.
Uh-huh.
I know that, you know, she got to this point without my respect. She got there by herself, but at the end of the day, all I'm saying is I really didn't think that was necessary for her because
it probably wasn't.
I think now she's getting into more that. That's more of, look, I'm not saying she's done this, but it's more of Kiki's thing. You know, the drama, that kind of drama. It's more of Kiki's thing. I saw her as more of the composed person, you know? Because when Kiki was firing at Tiara, Tiara was doing some charity work.
Mm-hmm.
She even invited me to one of the events and stuff. And I respected her greatly for that. I love these two artists for how they brought up the best, they brought out the best out of each other.
Yeah.
Because the video, yeah, Tiara for Bad Girl Flex.
That's dope.
Video, yeah, Kiki for Body Conversations. I mean, they were, it was all in the music. Now it's all gimmicks.
I think that was just
and
a strategy.
I don't think
out of bullshit.
For Tiara, for me, it was distasteful.
It's out of character. Basically.
For me, exactly. For me.
Well,
that's my point.
Well, who knows? Maybe desperate times go for desperate measures. You know, and she felt like, look, maybe we need to put out something that, you know, grabs attention in a different light. You know, then afterwards we'll reel them in.
But you know what?
To what we have to offer.
Personalities.
In all honesty, I think for females it cheapens them when you just use nudes.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to get into this. Too much. I'll be labeled a sexist or something.
Some Kleenex, my guy.
But I'm sure she knew what she was doing.
I mean, no, let's hope so. Anyway, moving on, man. Today is about you, Yachi. Takumbe, to digress, segueing into things that you know. But you're kind of affiliated. But yeah, anyway, let's move on.
He's heavily affiliated.
How am I heavily affiliated?
Hey, but Yachi dabbled in a bit of radio.
Yeah.
I thought that was gonna like. I think you were doing a better job than some of these other people doing radio, hip hop radio shows.
You know what the crazy thing
Why
is?
Did you stop?
I'll tell you what the crazy thing is. A lot of people felt at the time felt that I was biased to whoever, because I actually don't know who I was biased to. I was biased to certain individuals, and I wasn't actually doing a good job. Like I was not justifying my position as a radio personality, and I found that disturbing because I pretty much fought for hip hop. You know, it started off as a 30-minute show on Power FM. And they told me that we can't have a specialized show. We can't have a show that, you know, it's just purely hip hop. We can't, that can never happen. And then I
look at the demographics.
And I understood the beast I was working against, you know, but I still kept pushing. And then that then changed to a 1 hour show. I was like, you know, with all the content that I get.
Yep.
And remember, this is at a time where the station was telling you bring 25 CDs to the station, you know, and you got guys from Skies, got guys from Mutare, you know, guys from all over that.
Exactly.
Guys that need to get on buses to travel to come to H and leave their CDs,
yeah,
only for their CDs to be left in pigeonholes, you know, never touched. And I knew their situation. I was like, guys, you know what? Look, email me your records. Like, I think I'm the first guy who ever said email your songs to the station.
Talk that talk.
You heard it here on Keep It Real Fridays, ladies and gentlemen.
And you know what? I was called up and I was told, you know what? We don't accept emails.
Mm.
Tell people to stop emailing stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I'm doing this for the culture. Guys, keep emailing. Keep emailing that product.
You were disrupting the status quo, man. But anyway.
And the music would flow in basically every single day. And that's at a time when I was going to college. So I'm handling my college life.
Mm.
And after college, I get home, I sit down, and I go through a catalog of probably like 40, 50 songs. This is per day. And from the 50 songs, it's like 48 terrible songs. But I have to listen to all the songs, you know. And I tell people, guys, don't cuss. And this one song is great for like a good 2 minutes 58, then he just cusses out of nowhere. Dude, he just killed the record. But anyway,
and they weren't sending you like clean edits as well.
I would tell them clean edits, but they would always come through like that.
And they would
tell me, you know what, clean the song yourself, because you're playing a song from Nas. You clean that song up.
No.
I didn't do that.
They're called radio edits, man.
Exactly. You know, so I had to fight against that. And I kept pushing. Mm. I went to Bubbles was the station manager at the time.
Yeah,
like, Bubbles, look, we need a show that fully represents hip hop, and 1 hour is not gonna cut it. It's like, dude, walk nits like three times until eventually, you know, David hit me up like, yo, we got a 3 hour show.
Okay.
And I started playing hip hop for 3 hours, but it was mixed up. I was like, David, look, this whole mixing thing is not working. Let's just make it local. It's like, 3 hours of local hip hop with the stuff that we get. It's like, dude, I can put together a 3 hour show. It's like, put one together. And 2 days later, I put together a 3 hour show.
Mm.
Local stuff. I started pushing that out. Now tell me, if I had homies that are supporting and pushing, how many homies do I have? And can they fill up a 3 hour slot? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I was playing a lot of music from a lot of guys I'd never seen their faces ever at all, besides an email with some broken English in it, you know, and this track that I had to go clean. I had to learn, you know, virtual DJ. I had to learn all these other softwares to clean up stuff, because guys were sending me stuff that was not radio worthy, you know, in terms of standards and requirements, basically. Yeah. And that's what I worked with for a good 3 years, pushing that material.
Mm.
And then a lot of guys had the audacity to say that Yachi was, you know, partial to a certain group. Like, you know, he was not pushing hip hop, you know, impartially. My guy.
Hey, you know, haters are always going to say something. When they see people doing things they don't understand.
So I'm like, in this day and age, I'm like, yeah.
Mm.
So now you got to deal with the current crop that's there. You know, when I was there doing my thing, you didn't appreciate, you know, so you'll appreciate me years later. I still get people calling me up like, yo, Mjara, could you say my CDs? I'm like, okay, are you listening to the radio? Yeah. I'm not there anymore. But radio rather is... It was a fun gig, you know, and given the opportunity, I think I'd like to touch
it back.
Yeah, I think I'd like to.
Much wiser.
Yeah, pretty much wiser.
Well seasoned.
Did you get to the point where you actually left? As in, what happened for you to actually leave?
Radio is politics, man. Like, too much politics.
Please share with us. You know, Anka, we're trying to school these young kids not to make the same mistake. So, you know, just tell them on the politics that took place for you, so that they know the loopholes to avoid. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe some of these current hip hop. TJs are listening also. They want to know. They don't want to go through the same cycle.
If you want to learn, then hit me up. You know, some of this politics, we can't speak like this. No, in the open like this, it's like, it's that but deep.
I also wanted to comment on that bias. I think it was going to be very difficult for people to not think you're biased since you were part of MMT at that time.
Oh, wait. I just want to clear something out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we used to have the, you know, the top 10, you know, like the top 10 for the week. And MMT would be getting these crazy votes. Like the votes would be coming through. They were on the Facebook page. They would come through via email, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have WhatsApp working at that particular time, yeah, like for radio and stuff.
It wasn't that long ago.
No. Yeah. WhatsApp was available, but I mean, like, we couldn't use it for radio.
Yeah.
Basically. And MMT would be getting crazy votes. But then I knew that if I was to put it in its right position, immediately guys would say I'm biased. So guess what? It was not even in the top 10.
I remember you saying that last time you were here. But then still, if you look at it this way, like, the moment you place an MMT track, as now Baso to raise up a number 100 out of 100, the moment you just place an MMT track, it's just going to raise that suspicion. Ah, this own is self-plugging. So you can't really blame. It's just like right now, PD the Ghost.
Yeah.
He has to be careful with Jeezy songs. You check.
Yeah.
Because it feels imbalanced, you know, it feels a bit unfair. Could he panic a sort of like preferential treatment? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what he does.
No, I understand what you mean.
But do you get the, like, how it looks to people when, like, PD plays Jeezy song? Yo, it's my boy Jeezy. And yet PD's got a song with Jeezy that
Joy. Yeah.
With PD and Calvin. There's now the remix with Calvin.
Yeah.
Dope track, by the way. But you know, you understand how it kind of looks to people?
I absolutely get it.
Yeah.
Get
so it, that's what I'm saying. You can't really blame people for it. Really, it's of course there are haters that are gonna like take it the extra mile and be like, ah, Jimpy, you know. But at the same time, you gotta look at it from their point of view. You get what I'm saying?
You know, it's a pity we don't actually appreciate everything that is done by an individual. We kind of zero in on the minute stuff and focus on that.
Yeah.
You know,
but true.
The bigger picture was that I was pushing hip hop as a whole. So, you know, like I was pushing, like I said, artists had never had a conversation with, like a phone conversation. All I saw was an email with the name and the title of the song and you know.
Did the tracks have proper ID3 tags? Because I'm suffering.
No. Look, I dealt with a lot of stuff. Like a lot of stuff that I was like, look, I've got a point to prove to my bosses. So I've got to fix everything. You know, guys are falling short. Pagaday. Let me find a way to fix that. Even if it's going to take me an extra 2 hours of my day, let me find a way to fix that.
You know what? I just want to support. I like Brian's point because I barely like his points. But I like the point of how, you know, if you're just seen mingling with some of these artists in compromising positions, it'll really kind of muddy the waters. So, which is why you never see me with a picture at some of y'all people's studios.
We kind
of like, I do pull up to some studios, but you don't see those pictures of. So.
We're kind of like in his boat now, one that he was in back then. So I kind of understand what he's talking about, because like he said, the people focus on the small things. They'll never look at the big picture. But what I realized about that is there's a point as what can we call ourselves leaders in the hip hop game. Fuck it, I'm gonna call it
tastemakers
in the hip hop game. There's a certain point where you're just gonna be like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I know what I'm doing. Everything else that these people think that I'm doing, I'm just going to, that's just noise. I'm focused on my goal. They will realize this in the future, because as long as you don't play Ningi's track, you're a hater. But there's a cue. You have to play somebody else's tracks as well. They don't understand this, you know, because you're dealing with rappers here. It's all about egos at the end of the day. Yo, I put my song on email. Yo, they're going to play it. Listen. Show your food. Song and I'll put it. Nah, that nigga's a hater. But, you know, it's these things have processes, you know.
They've got processes.
They need to understand.
And quality control.
Exactly.
When I
thought I fuck that, you clean the track.
Tell me.
No, that's
like,
that's
really. Like,
no,
really.
That's why at some point I'm like, listen, if you don't like what I do, there's a point where I'm just gonna be like, you know what, Yeah. If you want things to happen this way on the show, this is the template.
Look, if you go to MTV Base,
yeah,
they will give you a template. We want exactly. this yeah. and that.
Yeah.
You're not going to give them whatever and be like, you know, deal with it.
You check.
You know, and I don't know why we feel entitled. I think hip-hop has got a lot of entitlement.
That's the thing with hip-hop. A lot of these, and they're such kids. That's really? The that's the thing. Like they believe
they believe.
No, like a lot of it is that what they believe they've achieved so much.
Well, look, I guess if you never had the struggle that a lot of us had to go through, you won't understand and you feel entitled. Like you know what?
Guys, let's not bash these guys.
No, I'm not bashing. I'm not bashing.
I'm just little kids, you know, man.
No,
it's like those feminists say, "Oh man, I just trash."
You remember what Yachi said, Kute? I tried to deal with these kids. Are problem? They think they know it all.
But not all
that's,
of them.
It's the. It's like I'm not saying all of.
They're all entitled.
Saying
they're all little kids.
I'm talking to the. I'm talking to the ones that act that way. If you know that you don't act that way, like Dizzy Don said last week, prove it. Set the precedence.
Anyway,
show it. Don't just talk.
Need to hit a little break. We'll be right back.
Are we coming back for my favorite section?
Yeah. And now my favorite as well.
Oh goodness.
Hang tight.
Chaka, your favorite up.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Okay, so the brand new single is out. It's called Nganake and the feature was Hey, yo, so the brand new single is out. It's called Nganak and it features Fun F. And you can get it basically anywhere online. So make sure you get a copy of that and bump it.
It's Cryptic's mom. Chit, 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 chit. The one that try to cut Inga. 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 We try to cut Inga. Baby girl, you're the one. Do we want to know that in my fantasies it's me and you are seated to chota. It's fair to say this one detended as a brain. Find myself catching feelings at the mention of your name. Manjin do ita say, Nikunaka kwako could I ever make you stay? In the nokurota man never think about you in the day. The chakubata chete, I just have to find a way. Miss Ken, do we want that? And I ain't playing games, say my homeboy will pat that style. Give me that we're wearing nice fit. Cause every fly brother needs a fly chick. Miss Ken, do we want that? And I ain't playing games, say my homeboy will pat that style. Give me that we're wearing nice fit. Cause every fly brother needs a fly chick.
And we're back with the grand finale of the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite segment of the show, which apparently now is Celatine's favorite, copycat.
SMF.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is SMF Smash, Marry, or Friendzone.
Mm.
We give the artists three female... You want females, right?
Threes.
You want females, yeah?
Yo.
Dos, tres.
Okay, so you want females? These days, equal rights. What?
Hey.
We give you three names. You have to decide whether you smash, marry, or friend zone. You can only use each option once, and you tell us why. You've been here before. Let's do this, Sailor. You got the names.
I hope you got a good lineup, though.
That's
a good
lineup. That's all up to Sailor. I hope so, too.
Lineup. I wish we'd especially get some drum roll or some
Valentine's season.
And the names are, drum roll, please.
Well, hold on. Before we go further, you do realize I got like a band on me. Like, I got a...
Hey, we've
you
had
came here knowing that SMF say, it works. We had married men play this game, dude.
Let's shoot. Yeah.
Number one, we've got Rumbi Takawira, aka News Bay. Number two, we've got Ninja Lipsy. Number three, we've got someone you were cooling with last week, actually. We've got Patience Musa.
Okay.
So, smash, marry, or friendzo?
Smash, marry, or friendzo? Let's give it a name one more time.
News Bay.
Yeah.
Ninja Lipsy. Patience Musa.
You guys are sneaky. Hey.
I know he kind of talks to all of them.
Okay. I would friend zone Lipsy.
Why? You
Cause she's been my homie from day one.
Okay.
From day one.
I would have put same yeah, but not for that reason. But anyway, carry on.
No, and she's close to my peoples as well. So right. You know.
She's dating one of your homies as well?
She's close to my peoples.
Okay.
And then I think patience. Yeah. Patience would be smash.
The smash.
Yeah.
Not to marry?
Why though? She seems like the wifey material on all that right, list. Right.
Yeah.
That's just me though.
Why?
I don't know. I think it just feels. I won't say appropriate because that just sounds wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But yeah.
You're cool with beyond just the interviews and stuff. You guys talk on a regular.
Not really. Okay. Not much.
You've never tried to shoot your shot.
he's got a wedding band, man.
Okay. So. All right. Before the wedding band, try it.
No.
Right. That's
no,
Nabasa. No. Jeez.
All right. Statute of limitations is passed. But so which
and
leaves?
Then yeah, Nuzbe. I think God wife.
You know what, personally, what do you like about her so much that you'd like to wife her up?
I think she's got a great personality. Yeah. You know, great personality. And she's got some things on her.
Things. You know she plays karate, right? She's like a black belt.
Hey yo man, we'll wrestle it up.
She wants to play karate.
Yeah.
Antamba karate.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, the principal's in the building, huh?
The principal. Just say that with a summary, Brian.
Okay, so the summary is you would smash Patience Musa because
she's beautiful.
I don't know, it just feels appropriate.
Okay, that's why I wanted him to finish off because it seems appropriate, although it would seem offensive to say appropriate, but anyway.
Yeah.
And then you'd friend zone a Ninja Lipsy because you're cool.
Yeah.
Like Dan. And then you would marry Nuzbe because you would love to have her do some karate moves in the bedroom.
I didn't put it that way, but you know, if it does turn out that, you know, I gotta defend my black belt.
This is the higher 69er. I'm sorry I didn't say that. Nuzbe, I take that back. I don't want no kicks to my face.
Very good friend of mine. Please take that back.
Yeah.
Thank you for being such a good sport, my guy.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
Such a joy.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm from Oro Aesthetic.
Good Lord.
Just tell the peoples where they can find you online or your next show.
No shows of yet. Though. We're still working on the new catalog, new strategy, new everything. Mm. But you can catch me on my social medias, though. On Twitter, it's at the Mariachi Code. On Instagram, it's Mariachi_Musukuru.
Yep.
Facebook, it's Mariachi Musukuru ZW. All right.
So, guys, make sure you follow the man and Brian.
You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Brian Willis ZW, and Facebook is Brian Willis Cash Bid. And keep sending those tracks in. It's keepitrealfri@gmail.com. Please. I cannot stress this enough. ID3 tags. If you have artwork, the better.
You need to keep stressing.
I need to, because they keep sending me shit that's not labeled.
We want the so we need to keep stressing. So
yeah. I'm just gonna ignore. And I lost respect for Kara. But anyway, yeah, that's it.
And you can find me at SELETINE on all social media platforms, #socialarchitect. Big surprise on the way. It's not a baby, but a big surprise.
Hey,
out.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And I can't just let you go into free fall when I come in. I'd like to settle the children while I'm young enough to run around with them, teach them.
try to imagine a mix of Kim K and Noemi Lenoir. When I am looking at you, all I see is a star. You shine, you far, by far, you fine. And I'm the kind of guy who like to go hard. Now why would I decide not to ride with you? When my eyes are still alive and they eyeing you. I try to walk away, but I'm guided by you. Besides, your little smile got me ready to do all of the things that your man can do. I've tried a lot. Sit right here, kiss right there. If it's real, I'll pay that fare. Yeah, hold the lubola, tell me in a mahala. You are the hand of God and I'm your Maradona.
You know we're all the same.
You know.
But all in all, we're all just trying to change.
And it ain't no.
So lead the way.
Time untying a tongue, you twist it out of my mind, and I don't even miss it. Matter of fact, leave a message at the beat. How about a back rub while you listen to the beat? Only mission is to get you giddy, weak and at the knees, so that we can spend the weekend in the lap of luxury. I ain't talking overseas, baby, we can lick Korea. But sea breeze, catch, bring, just ease up. Top deck of a steamboat, who's rowing? Don't be trying to hide goosebumps, they're showing. So instead of lie, just say we're going. And I'ma pick you up around 9 in the morning. Nah, we ain't driving, ma, we cremoring. White whip with a bit of turbo roaring. I can tell that you can tell that I'm into you. So out with your old life, try something newer.
You know, I know, you know we're all the same.
You know,
but all in all, we're all just trying to change. So lead the way. So lead
the way.
Cause girl, I'm
her body good.
It ain't no secret.
Her mind good too.
And it ain't no, no.
Her king among queens.
And it ain't no secret.
So I'ma let her know that it ain't no secret. You're giving a heart, I'm ready to keep it. I can see the way y'all front, who's leading? You're giving a heart, I'm ready to keep it. I can see the way y'all front, who's leading?
Away we go, away we go.
You know, I know, you know, so we're all going the same.
Free.